Lecture 18, The Apocalypse of Peter.
To this point in our course, we've considered early Christian pseudonymous Gospels, Acts, and Epistles. These are three of the four genres represented also in the New Testament. The fourth genre in the New Testament is the Apocalypse, represented in the canon of the New Testament by only one book, the Revelation of John. There are non-canonical apocalypses as well, though, the earliest of which is an apocalypse allegedly written by Jesus' closest disciple, Simon Peter. This book is different from the Coptic Apocalypse of Peter, discovered at Nag Hammadi, that we discussed in an earlier lecture. The one we'll be considering now is the first surviving Christian account of a guided tour of heaven and hell, a precursor of Dante's Divine Comedy. To understand this very interesting text from the ancient Christian church, we need to set it in its own broader literary and historical context. The apocalypse genre originally emerged in Jewish circles and is closely connected with the Jewish worldview known as apocalypticism. I've described apocalypticism in a previous lecture, but I need to review some of the historical background at this point in order to make sense of this genre, the apocalypse. And so some historical background to apocalypticism. Many Jews, for centuries before Jesus, had held to a theological point of view that indicated that God blessed here on earth those who did His will, but punished those who did evil. This, of course, is a view that continues to be held by Christians and Jews and many others today, that when something wrong happens, it's because of a punishment for something you've done, and if you prosper, it's because God or the gods or the fates are looking out for you. Within the Jewish tradition, the older view of God rewarding those who do His will and punishing those who don't is found especially in the prophets throughout the Hebrew Bible. According to the Hebrew prophets, people suffer when they oppose God. But as we saw in an earlier lecture, incidents arose in the history of Israel in which foreign powers oppressed the Israelites and later oppressed Jews precisely for trying to be Jewish. This new point of view, this apocalyptic point of view, is not found in most of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. In most of the Hebrew Bible, you don't find a single word about the devil as God's personal enemy. You do find this talk, though, in apocalyptic texts that are written after the Bible. I should point out that Satan does appear in the book of Job, but Satan in the book of Job is the adversary of humans, but he's not the evil devil, God's cosmic enemy. In fact, he's a member of God's council up in the heavenly places. The word Satan, ha-satan in Hebrew, simply means the adversary. At a later time, when apocalyptic thought developed, about 200 years before Jesus' ministry, this Satan figure had become God's cosmic enemy, the devil. This new apocalyptic worldview that emerged after most of the Hebrew Bible was written, but prior to the advent of Christianity, about 200 years before Jesus' ministry, consisted of four major tenets to the apocalyptic worldview. First, dualism. Apocalyptic Jews were dualistic, maintaining that there are two forces in the world. They're the forces of God and the forces of the devil. There's good, there's evil. God, the devil. God has His angels. The devil has His demons. God has the power of life. The devil has the power of death. God has the power of righteousness. The devil has the power of sin. These are cosmic powers that are in the world, and people are obedient to one set of powers or the other.